This week, as they do every Easter week, hundreds of thousands of Catholics in Mexico are setting out to visit the holy sites of the church at Chalma and a nearby natural spring. They're about 2 hours south of Mexico City. The spring, which surges from beneath a giant thousand-year-old tree, is said to cure the sick. As NPR's Jerry Haddon reports, the annual pilgrimage is a mix of Christian and pre-Hispanic rites.
In the shade of the colossal ahuehuete tree here on the outskirts of Chalma, hundreds of bathers dip themselves into a stone pool of fresh spring water, praying to be cleansed of whatever ails them. Many, like Marciano Orayo, fill old plastic bottles to take home as a blessed reserve. Orayo, a restaurant worker, has traveled 2.5 hours in search of help for some family members. They are sick mentally, he says. According to what they've told me, by drinking this water, they'll get better. At least that's what they say. Orayo sips a mouthful himself before heading off. He is one of hundreds of thousands of people making their way to this holy tree during Holy Week. Besides Mexico City's Gran Basilica to the Virgin of Guadalupe, this spot attracts more religious visitors than any other in the Republic. And like Mexico's mix of Indian and Spanish blood, the customs here are a blend of the ancient and the modern. Across the steep mountain road from the spring, 76-year-old Arnulfo Linares fiddles songs for first-time visitors. In keeping with Aztec tradition, newcomers are obliged to dance a tune. In pre-Hispanic times, says Linares, messengers from the Valley of Mexico, then the site of the great civilization of Tenochtitlan, rested here on their way to visit other tribes along the southern Pacific coast.
Los mensajeros, en agradecimiento de que llegaron con bien hasta acá, bailaban al pie del árbol.
The messengers danced at the foot of the tree out of thanks for having arrived this far without problems, he says. They considered the spring to be the god of water. Then they'd continue on their way to their final destination. In 1539, Augustine missionaries arrived here and banned the dancing. Linares says his ancestors revived the tradition. The Christians went on to found the sprawling stone sanctuary of Chalma just a couple of miles down the ridge. Legend has it they discovered a miraculous carving of Christ in a cave used by locals to worship pagan idols. In a show of just how much the world has changed since then, Mexico City tortilla vendor Muriel Diaz and his wife Susana have driven down to dance and to seek blessings for their new car.
Pues es rojo Chevrolet. Sí, pues para que nos dure, ¿no? Como católicos que somos.
It's a red Chevrolet, says Diaz. We want it to last a long time. We're Catholics. If we have an accident, adds his wife Susana jokingly, at least we'll die blessed. Later, the Diaz's park in the cobblestone courtyard of the sanctuary below. Father Jose Quesada Romero sprinkles their Sportster with holy water.
La bendición del Dios Todopoderoso, Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo, descienda sobre este carro.
Father Quesada says the crowds who pile in bring just about anything to be blessed, from pets to appliances. He says if he had time to talk to each pilgrim, he'd suggest they focus more on daily conduct as good Christians and less on their possessions.
No podemos decir absolutamente nada porque algunas veces nos hemos opuesto.
We can't say anything, he says, even sometimes when we feel opposed to blessing certain items, including rocks. We would be wounding or destroying the faith of the people, he adds. They believe this whole place holds some mystery, that it's all blessed. It's early in the week, and Father Quesada knows his voice will soon be drowned in the stream of religious fervor. Though visitors might not catch his message, Quesada says what's important is their faith, and this pilgrimage renews it. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Chalma, Mexico.